This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, October 31st. I'm Riley Carroll with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. Four people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide in Colorado Springs, according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. On Saturday around 10 a.m., deputies were dispatched to the 1300 block of Plyer Drive on a report of someone on scene who was seriously injured and needed help. Based on the information the Communication Center received from this person, El Paso County Sheriff's Deputies, Monument Police Department, Palmer Lake Police Department, and members of the Donald Westcott Fire Department and AMR responded. When deputies entered the residence, they found two juveniles and two adults deceased. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit detectives were called out to process the scene. Additionally, based on other evidence and observations, the Sheriff's Office Tactical Support Unit was requested to respond to the scene. An Everbridge, otherwise known as a reverse 911, was sent to the community encouraging residents within a two-mile radius of the scene to shelter in place, lock their doors and windows, and stay away from exterior walls. The Sheriff's Office says there is no known threat to the community at this time and the investigation is ongoing. The identity of the two juveniles and two adults will not be released until positive identification has been made out of the coroner's office and the next of kin have been notified. CU police with the University of Colorado Boulder responded to calls of shots fired near campus just before midnight Saturday. A shelter in place was issued for all residence hall students while police searched for an armed suspect. No one was injured. The suspect was not located and the shelter in place was lifted at 1:03 a.m. Campus police will continue with increased patrols on and around campus as planned for the Halloween weekend. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male, chubby build, 5'4", black sweatshirt with red stripes on the sleeves, white jersey over top with number 76 on his back. And the Colorado State Patrol has confirmed that four people have died in a car crash on Highway 85 in Colorado. Two cars collided on the highway near the Colorado and Wyoming border near mile marker 306 on Highway 85 Saturday. A Jeep was heading southbound on the highway, crossed the line, and hit a northbound Honda head-on. The driver of the Jeep, a 30-year-old male, was pronounced dead. He's being investigated for impaired driving. The passenger in the Jeep, another 30-year-old man, also died, including both the driver and passenger in the Honda, a 22-year-old female driver, and a 24-year-old passenger. Their identities have not been released yet. Those are your top headlines. For more headlines, head over to KRDO.com. I'm Riley Carroll. Have a wonderful Sunday and happy Halloween.
Mostly cloudy skies out there this evening in central and southern Colorado with a light rain-snow mix in Colorado Springs. We're not getting any snow accumulation, but it is possible to run into some patchy ice this evening on the roadways. But most of our road temperatures are well above freezing, so it's more likely just dealing with wet roads. Low temps to 30 degrees in Colorado Springs, 31 in Pueblo, and then on Monday, more isolated afternoon rain chances. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.